Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're lighting the way to superstar that's all about you.
Producer and creative guru Michael Murphy from LampsPlus.com shares his design passion and what he's learned working with Christopher Lowell on the Fine Living Channel, HGTV's Design on a Dime, and Heidi Klum's AOL web series.
And the utterly effervescent Kim Miles from HGTV's Miles of Style, HGTV, and America's Biggest Yard Sale runs through design tips that serve space and soul, keying us in on how to make a design that works even for fembots and that you'll really love.
There are miles to go before we sleep, so let's light it up
on My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and it's Fix It Up Fine Time.
Fix It Up Fine Time. You're found. Find us. Here we go.
I'm ready to talk about my friends. Do you want to hear mine first?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Well, I have been saving this magazine that you purchased for me. I don't know why you purchased Esquire magazine for me, but you did a few months ago.
I was pretending I was a lawyer.
You are?
Yeah, I take and I cut the top of it off and I append it to my signature, Mark Clement Esquire.
Well, you know Sophia, who's on Modern Family, and she plays a character called Gloria.
Okay.
You've seen Modern Family, haven't you?
No.
You're probably the only one in these United States who has
these United States. I love it.
It's a wildly popular show, and she's almost 40 years old, and she has a 20-year-old son. You would not know it if you saw her. Do you know what she looks like? Because she's on the cover of this magazine. She's fantastic looking.
Yes, she is fantastic looking. And gentlemen, I mean that.
You have to look up this issue of Esquire. I think it's the March issue. Anyway, so I read this magazine, and it's kind of stuck with me for months now. One of the things that she said in the magazine and how gorgeous she looks at her age, and for any age, too, if, you know, 20-year-olds, 70-year-olds, anybody, you know, Lexi Levitt, she would love to look like this woman. She's fantastic, right? And she has this whole thing that when she moved to the United States, her priority wasn't to buy, you know, the latest handbag or whatever it was with her money.
Okay.
It was to spend her money on a maid and a nanny.
I'm listening.
Okay. So that kind of isn't something that you would imagine a glamorous actress like her to say, you know what, I don't want to buy the latest gorgeous, like, designer handbag. She didn't want that stuff. She wanted to be able to hire a maid and a nanny. And you know why?
Well, that's going to be my question. I know what my reasons would be for hiring those people, but what are her reasons?
Her reason is that, and she says this is a quote from her, you don't want a woman who is tired all day long, taking care of the kids, cooking, doing everything. She'll never be any fun. She'll never want to go out with you because she'll be exhausted. She'll never want to sleep with you. So this is an investment you're making for your love life.
You know, in my role as a financial advisor, you know, I passed all those tests.
Yes.
This is good home economics.
It really is good home economics. You think about it, and it goes back to this thing that women, you know, we're working women. We, you know, our three-year-old is in preschool all day long, and, you know, I'd like to be able to spend time with him, but I have to work. And it's one of those things where you're at work, you want to be with your kids, and when you're with your kids, you know you need to be at work, and it's the whole thing back and forth, and then you have to take care of the house, and you have to make sure everyone has dinner on the table, the whole nine. But she has such a great perspective that, you know what, don't worry about, you know, being the domestic goddess and to be the career woman, but you know what, you're making yourself crazy. Don't do everything because you'll be happier in the end. She also says that that's what happens. Latin women, don't cook for themselves. They hire someone to do it in their homes. So it's like, you know, it's not like she's the only one. It's her culture that she comes from in Colombia, is that what you do is you hire people to do this stuff for you so that you can enjoy your life.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening because I'm on my phone right now looking for all the different people I can hire so that we can have a more luxurious lifestyle.
It's not luxurious. It's making me happier so that you kind of get a little more love from me. And I think that's an investment that a lot of men could really get behind.
Yes, and it's seriously, that is what I like about it, is it's an investment in the marriage, because when you do have kids and you do have a marriage, everything starts there. If the marriage is bad, everything else starts to have problems. So this is, I mean, it's fun and totally cool, and I totally am behind it, but it makes a lot of sense for a happy life.
It does make a lot of sense. And so it's something I've been thinking about for months, and it's just such a refreshing way of thinking about it, because women, you know, that I know, me, you know, we try to do everything, and then we know that we can't do everything, so then we're always feeling like we're leaving something behind, and to not feel that way, and not to feel like, and it doesn't matter, my husband, you do all kinds of stuff around the house, but as the wife and the mom, you always feel like you're responsible for everything and everyone in the house.
Within those four walls. I think guys can shut that off.
It's exactly true. And then at work, you also feel like you have to do your best, too. And it's really hard to do your best everywhere you go. So anyway, I love it. You have to check it out. And she's gorgeous, too, for all the guys listening. It's just an excuse to check her out in this gorgeous corset and stuff. Anywho.
Issue of Esquire magazine.
Kind of a fun find.
That might be our best find.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to put that on my editor's choice list for this year. Absolutely.
Well, what's your find? Can you share it with me?
I can, and it's funny that you should have Modern Family. Mine is Modern Bungalow.
What?
Well, of course, a bungalow is a house style that was popularized around the turn of the last century, so early 1900s. And what this is, modernbungalow.com, is essentially an online store. But what got me looking at it is what started the store is that DIYer and owner Ed Sultan started making period pieces of furniture for his bungalow-style home.
Okay.
Well, fast forward, you know, one, two, skip a few, 99, 100. He got so good at making furniture that he now sells it. He'll make custom pieces for you. And it turns out, Modern Family style, that his wife, Kate, is a retail expert. So together they melded these two skills, and they've created modernbungalow.com. So you can get all kinds of period-appropriate arts and crafts style pieces, lighting, rugs, tiles, pottery, all kinds of home accents there that look absolutely terrific. I mean, the website itself is a work of art.
Well, that's really awesome, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Love, love. You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But I am so overexcited to see you now.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Folks are old and burning. Time to lease is not mine.
are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and today we're all about design, and we are joined by Michael Murphy from Lamps Plus. And Michael, I hope you haven't gone running yet, because my first question for you is, what haven't you done? You've done Work That Room with Christopher Lowell. You've been on the Style Network. You've done work with Heidi Klum. Now you're with Lamps Plus. So yeah, that's about it. What haven't you done? Carve Mount Rushmore?
I haven't bungee jumped. that's on my bucket list. I've been very lucky. I've had a great career. I'm still developing and growing into so many different areas. Working with Christopher was terrific. I consider him my mentor in so many ways. I worked for him for over a decade, and I've just really been lucky, and I love what I do, I I know there are a lot of people that hate their jobs, but I'm not one of them. I get up in the morning, being out in the morning, and getting up and walking my dogs in the morning, and then going into work and sharing design ideas and inspiration and just all this knowledge that I've accumulated over the years. I love sharing it with people. It excites me.
Oh, that I love your passion. And now I have two very important follow-up questions, and I don't know which one's more important. First one is, what kind of dogs?
I have two dogs. I have a little Norwich Terrier. His name is Max.
Okay.
And then I have a rescue. Her name is BB, and she's a Norwich Terrier.
Awesome. And do they pull you down the street, or do you have to pull them down the street?
It depends on the morning. It depends on the day. A little bit of both sometimes.
Now, we're giant fans of Christopher Lowell, and I don't want to make this about Chris, but we love him so much, and you did bring up mentor, that I really want to explore that a little bit, because he's so fascinating, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but what does he mean to you, and what has been his influence on your individual style?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm dumbfounded.
you spend 10 years with somebody.
I started as Christopher's assistant and worked my way up, and we got to do so many different things. And, we've worked on his books, we've worked on the television show, his product lines, and so much of what I do now is transferable to what I'm doing now for Lamps Plus. Everything excites me. I mean, I know we're going to talk about LEDs here in a little bit, and it sounds minuscule, but even LED light bulbs excite me these days.
I'm kind of the same way with carpentry things and crown molding and cabinets and stuff like that. If we're fans of crown molding, let's talk about that for about an hour.
No problem. Let me get comfortable.
I love it. Now,
what's your preferred size? Do you like more traditional, or do you like more contemporary? I know you guys have a four square house.
Yes.
American four square house.
We do.
What holding are you putting in your house?
Well, because the American four square is at once a style and styleless, we're able to sort of meld different styles inside it. So we have a very, very formal parlor with a built-up crown molding, three pieces. It's big enough without being too big, and then we're going bigger than that in the formal sitting room.
Oh yeah, very dramatic.
How about you?
That'll be fair. I'm lucky enough. I have a house in Los Angeles that's a little bit more mid-century modern. So mid-century modern, even though, it's clean lines and stuff, I've put a crown molding and baseboard in my house, and
nice.
I've just kept it very sleek and very modern, and I really like that. But, like you guys, I've been lucky enough. I have a house back in Nebraska, and it is an American four-square house.
Get out of here.
And that's what I love about your show. I've been watching the videos and learning things and going, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Because it's turn of the century, and it's in a little bit of disrepair. It needs a little bit of love. But eventually that's what I want to do. I want to fix it up and put in new lighting and new furniture and new baseboards and new molding. And, you know, I have it all planned out in my head. Now I just need to get busy and get doing it.
And isn't that the rub, right? You got all the plans.
Yeah.
You got to
exactly.
Get there and open up the boxes and do the stuff and spend the weekends on it, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, let's jump into it, and hopefully not being too ham-handed, as we are here to talk about some outdoor lighting ideas. Give me a vibe for what the landscape looks like there and what you're planning to do to it.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I have all kinds of ideas in my head what I plan on doing to it. We have these great, amazing, huge trees up front. And I want to clean them up a little bit. And then there's all kinds of different lighting you can use when you're doing it. And I really love to play with the shadows and silhouetting. So depending on how you want to create it, I mean, you can light things from the front and from the side, which is what I like to do, because then not only are you getting the light shining directly up on it, but if you do it kind of from an angle, you get kind of a nice 3D effect, which I love. And it gives you practical light in the evenings when you're entertaining, and just a dramatic effect. But also there's this great pathway that we're going to do. It's going to go from the street up to the front door. And we're going to be able to use great LED lights that we sell here at Lamps Plus. And there's so many different styles. That's the hardest part I'm having with. Like you were saying, do I want to go traditional? Do I want to do contemporary? Do I want to do, you know, zinc? Do I want to do copper? You know, there's so many different elements that you have to think about when you're doing it, which is terrific because the assortment, that's kind of the fun part, is the process of elimination.
Now, I love what you're talking about, uplighting trees and all that kind of stuff. And when I've done that in the past or seen it done in the past, it has not been, let's use the word, artistic, in the sense that they're basically floodlights on extension cords dragged out into the yard.
And, I understand. I understand.
Now,
well, you can do it that way. I don't know how safe that might be there, Mark. But these days you can do all kinds of different things. It's low wattage, so it is safe for doing landscape lighting. And there's so many different systems anymore that they're trying to make it foolproof for you. So,
I love it.
And so it's so easy. The best thing that I've ever learned is at least try it. Give yourself a try. Even like you were saying, you know, if you have the extension cord and stuff, at least make sure it's, you know, safe. And at least you're trying things, and you can't learn. It's the process of experimentation sometimes where you get the best effects and you learn the most.
Well,
and I think, you know, just do it and try it. And if it doesn't work, then you've learned something new, and then you move on and you try something else.
That's a huge part of home improvement, too, is that sense of adventure and that sort of sense of risk. You know, take a run at it and check out what's available and make it happen. And if it doesn't happen, it's okay.
Exactly. And it's not going to happen. Give yourself some time. Be prepared. It's not going to happen overnight, especially if you're doing a whole house reno. But, you know, an afternoon or a weekend for landscape lighting, I mean, it makes a huge change. I mean, when you come home from work and it's the evening in the fall, I mean, you're going to be able to walk up to your house and you're going to see your pathway. If you have a great fountain outdoors during the summer, you can light it up and, you know, have a party out in your patio, and it's going to make a great focal point. There's so many different things these days. It's just amazing.
So here's
amazing. Not just designers or professionals out in the world can do it. But anybody, you go to Home Improvement Store or you go to LampsPlus.com, and we have so many different varieties of things, and we have great customer service representatives that can help you choose, you know, what's right for your house.
Well, Michael Murphy from Lamps Plus, check them out on Twitter at Lamps Plus. Follow them on Facebook at Facebook.com/Lamps Plus. Also, don't be afraid to take your adventure, and we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Long. add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simons and Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today. And you are inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And we're getting along like a house on fire.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
You just
stole that?
I can't even believe you just stole it right out of the gate.
Kim Miles, winner of HGTV's Design Star and star of Miles of Styles, which is on HGTV.
How convenient.
How convenient that I made that up myself.
Oh, you're so good.
Didn't just hear you say it previously. How are you?
I am good, you guys. I'm good. It's good to be on with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I love your whole thing. I don't know anyone else who's a hairstylist and an interior designer at the same time.
I know. Listen, apparently I'm just not busy enough. I'm looking for a third career. If anybody has suggestions, I'm taking them.
Well,
I think you should be a paramedic.
A paramedic?
Ooh.
Really?
There you go.
Yes.
Really,
yeah,
Mark?
Get to drive fast.
Yeah, get to drive fast. You're the only one who's skeptical. She's already in.
Well, I guess while she's, like, doing the paramedic stuff, she can, like, make over the person's house and do their hair while they're in the back of the ambulance. Cheryl?
I love it. I love it. We need to talk every day and test it.
You know what?
I can take over the world.
The name of that show is called Emergency Style Intervention. You pull up in an ambulance that's pink with a giant bow on it or something. That's a designer ambulance.
I really hope the person doesn't actually have a physical ailment.
Instead of a siren, you play a little song. And then you come running out. You go in their house. You breach it, like, on ladders and stuff, like firefighters. And did we lose you?
We did. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're back.
Where'd you go? Maybe it was the ambulance thing.
I think my phone decided I'm not supposed to be an EMT. It cut me off. It was like, no, girl, you're done. You're done.
No, you've done enough. You can't take on Mark's whole EMT show. Mark, you're going to have to pitch it to someone else.
Is protecting me.
Well, that's really good. And I do think it's fantastic. And I was also checking out your stencils, too. You have a line of gorgeous wall stencils.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I freaking love stencils. I do. I came of age, you know, when stencils were kind of new and you think stencils and you think, you know, little ducks in a line up along the ceiling, you know, kind of easier stencils. And for me, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of wallpaper, but it can be prohibitive as far as cost, as well as, you know, I lived in rentals for most of my life, and so that kind of commitment just, you know, wasn't going to fly. So I was like, all right, well, I want the look of wallpaper. I want that giant scale stencil, you know, that you, in 4 hours, can do an entire room, and it looks fantastic, and it's like $30 to $50, and you're done. Like, I'm like, that is my kind of design right there.
Well, and they're so intricate, too. Like you said, like the ducks thing, which, you know, a lot of people can kind of relate to, they've seen before,
yes.
That kind of thing, like in a baby's room or something. But, like, yes. The pheasant, the whole, that's just absolutely gorgeous. And it looks like it literally is, like, hand-painted on the wall, or it's, like, wallpaper or something. It doesn't seem like it would be a stencil.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you like them. I am so super pleased and so excited, and it's my first foray into product, you know, like I've been in the public eye for almost 6 years now, which is kind of crazy, but the time has flown like that, and I've had a lot of offers to do product and make product, and nothing ever quite fit, until I just said no, until something felt right to me, and this, you know, I hooked up with Cutting Edge Stencils, and what I love about them is they are a mom and pop. They are in New Jersey. It's made in America. Like, I love, like, supporting small business persons, since I'm a small business person. And I hooked up with them, and they're doing amazing things with stencils. And we said, hey, I said, I've got some ideas. I like wallpaper-sized stencils, and I love Indian inlay furniture. And I think people could get that look with a stencil. And here are my designs, and what do you think? And so we got together, and, yeah, they hit the market, and they're doing really well. So I'm stoked.
So for everybody listening, you can go to kimmiles.com, and there's a link on your website if you want to check out the stencils and you want to buy them, because I'm sure everybody does, right?
Yes, I love that. Yeah, you just go to my shop.
Yes.
So shop online, it's right on my website, and you can take a look and see them in space, and then, yeah, you click just one click, and you can purchase, so it's easy.
And you can check out some of your work for your interior design company, and I love this little tag that you have that your interiors are all about the people who live in them.
Yeah, it's so important. Because, I mean, look, I'm obsessed with design. I've been obsessed since I was a little kid. Honestly, I had an uncle who gave me a copy of Architectural Digest when I was 12. And I was done. Like, that was it. I couldn't believe that people lived like that. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I grew up in Bakersfield, California, completely suburban, track homes, lots of beige. It really kind of lit my imagination up. And for me, like, I do love an amazing space, but I feel like, well, the space is not successful if the people who live in it, if it doesn't reflect who they are. I mean, look, there are plenty of designers who are all about, you know, putting their fingerprints all over a space, and it's their representation, and you are just lucky to live there. And for me, like, I just feel like, yeah, that's just kind of backwards. Like, really about the people, which means each space, and I think it's reflected in my portfolio, each space is very individual. I mean, they all have kind of the Kim Miles hallmark, you know, color and kind of a blend, an eclectic mix. I do love, you know, a global influence, but ultimately, you know, my hope is that each one of my spaces, you know, my clients go, yes, get me, and now my space reflects me. Like, I feel like that's my job, and it feels really good when it's successful.
When your spaces are really rich and textural and colorful, and I kind of want to meet the people who own this Moroccan patio that's on your website.
Oh, okay. They are fabulous. Okay. Funny story about them. She was in the second Austin Powers movie, and she was a fembot.
Oh, no way.
Super cool.
That is fantastic.
So I think she was like shooting things out of her bra. Like, yeah, they are super funny, crazy young couple, and they love to travel. And yeah, that's their Moroccan patio. And I honestly, like, I would pay rent to live on that patio. Like, I'm like, I don't even need to go out to the house. Like, that's my kind of spot, man.
Yeah, it totally blows my mind.
Well, when you meet a client or you see somebody in one of the many, many projects you're doing, and let's just say they do have a budget to work with, and they're, you know, they're ready to just say, Kim, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do the whole thing. And you can see that it's more they're more willing to spend the money than share themselves.
Yes.
And I don't mean to be disparaging a budget. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know where I'm going with that?
More of a sterile budget kind of thing. Like you have a pile of money, but the people aren't giving of their personalities to you.
Kind of feel like, look, like it's our job is to like investigate. You know, I mean, I think honestly, this is where Teresa, you mentioned, you know, that yeah, I do hair and I do interiors, and like to me, they're all connected, and there's a through line through all of them. There are two of them. The first is that if it stands still, I will make it pretty. I will do that. Like, that's my first job. And the second true line is the psychology of it. Like, really getting in somebody's head and reading between the lines and hearing the things that they're not saying in between everything else that they do say. You know, being able to visually assess somebody or assess their home, and if they are not forthcoming, you know, or honestly, I mean, Mark, the thing that's interesting that I find more often than not is that it's less about people being unwilling to share themselves. It's more about people really, truly believing that they have no idea what they like.
Huh.
Wow.
Like, just not trusting their own instincts, not trusting their own aesthetic, really believing. And, you know, we get told all kinds of things as we're growing up. You make your decisions, right? Like, at a certain age, someone says, oh, you're not very good at drawing. And so you decide for the rest of your life that you don't draw as well as Susie draws, so you don't know how to draw, right?
Right.
And I feel like I run into a lot of people who early on were told or, you know, thought to themselves, well, I don't know what my style is. I don't know what I like. I don't know what color I like. And they've just never reassessed it. They've never revisited it. They have just made that decision about their trajectory. And it's they've never looked at it again. And that's what's fascinating, is to be like, wow, well, I disagree. Look at your house. Look at your outfits. Look at the things you collect. Like, look at how you live your life. Like, all of these things are clues.
Well, note to self, if you ever come to our house
in
metropolitan Philadelphia, I will not say a word, and I plan to blindfold myself.
Okay.
You want to read between the lines? How about reading between nothing?
Oh, he's just kind of...
I accept that challenge. That sounds like a good Wednesday night to me.
You and Teresa could get along like a barn fire, though.
more than a house on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know something. Do you dissect people's hairstyles, too, when you see them, when you're meeting them?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
So
and I can't help it. Like, I just always... It can always be better. And I mean, look, my own hair can always be better. We can always be better. And for me, I'm like, look, I think I'm pretty cute, and I think I'm 39, and I've figured out how I like to look, and, you know, I've kind of gotten set in my ways. But you go to a great hairdresser, and suddenly they tweak this, or they change that line, and they see something you can't because they're objective, and it's better, you know? So I'm like, listen, I'm willing to put myself in the hands of other people to do the same kind of thing. And, yeah, I always, the color could be better, the cut could be better. The shape could be different. It could be more flattering. It could make more of a statement. It can always be improved, for sure.
Well, I want to ask you a question about my hair. Because
okay.
I'm like, I'm...
Good, because she asks me every 30 seconds, and I just don't know what to say.
Well, because I change what I do with my hair constantly. I don't always do the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, today I'm doing the side ponytail. Like, what does that say about a person if they do the side ponytail and they're grown up?
I think it says, listen, I love a side ponytail as a grown up, as long as you don't have pom-poms in it or bobbles or barrettes, right?
I do. So,
like, she's got all those things in it. Who are you kidding? Teresa, shake your head so it can
really?
Rattle around.
Seriously?
No, she doesn't.
I do not.
No.
Oh, seriously.
I think it says that you think outside the box. You know, a straight ponytail, straight on the head, is very straightforward. It's really classic. It's, you know, like it's specific. And I feel like anything that's a little off to the side, you're still a little left of center.
I'm a little left than center, honey.
That's good to know. Like, that's a big secret to me, Kim. Well, I have a question for you. Sort of the other side of the coin from the first one I asked, where you're trying to draw the individuality out of the person. On the other side of the coin, have you seen someone who's so, let's say, confident in their individuality that the project is drowning in their personality so much so that it just doesn't work and you've got to reel them in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like that's always a gift, honestly, that kind of client, just because it's an embarrassment of riches. And at that point, my job is to be an editor. You know, it's really about just helping people. I mean, I honestly feel like I am an interior designer. That's what I do. But a lot of what I'm doing is just really helping. I'm like a filter for people. So for the person like that that has, you know, a strong personality and a strong aesthetic, and they are throwing everything at the wall when it comes to their space, and so the resulting look is chaotic, shall we say? Like, I feel like that, to me, I love that, because that's just making them edit. That's really just going through. And before we even talk about the core and what choices we're going to make as far as color and floor plan and all of that, it's really kind of going through and saying, okay, you know, what do you, I ask three questions. What do you love and what do you use? And they're specific and they sound really simple, but if something in the space doesn't fall into either one of those categories, and I mean but, like not, oh, I like it, or, oh, well, you know, Aunt Millie gave that to me before she passed, and so I kind of have to have, like, no. Do you love it? Do you have a visceral reaction? Do you use it? Truly, is it in use in the space? If something doesn't fall into either one of those categories, then it's out. It's like such an easy edit, and it's amazing what falls away, and when things fall away, what then pops into focus, and then you can really start with that and build from the ground up, you know. But I love people. I can't tell. It's all fun because it's all an adventure, but yeah, the people who are like, I like everything. I like modern and eclectic, and I've got this stuff on my travels, and this product was inherited from my grandma, and I'm in Berlin, and I went and baby clips as a kid. Like, that person, like, it's like a circus. Like, that's super fun.
Wow. Well, I wish I would have talked to you a while ago, because I just had that discovery inside of myself recently, like, going around our home and trying to, if we don't really love it and just like it, yeah. Then it has to go. It just has to go. Because having a family, we've just accumulated so much stuff that's such good advice. Everybody listening, please take that into your soul and, like, follow that advice.
And if you don't have a soul like me.
I mean, do you feel like, as you ask that question and have that process, I mean, how has it gone? And do you guys, my question to you, do you guys agree about what you love and what you use? Because that's always interesting with couples.
Well, we love completely different things, and so it's kind of easy because there's no disagreement about the things that we love. Do you know what I mean? But it is hard, though, because I'm of the mindset where I'm always thinking, well, I can use that in a project, or I can reuse that for this, or I can remake it into that. And so I have, like, all kinds of stuff that I'm never going to use, because I don't have enough days in my life to get to all of those things.
Yeah, like, we value bricolage, but we don't necessarily have the time to execute all the projects. So we value the stuff we might make the project out of, at the same time, it's a crushing load of inventory, and we have to decide.
Yeah, it has to go, because we're not into storage units, and we're not into having, like, a full basement or anything, and so really hard to try to prioritize and figure out, okay, like, I really have time to make that project.
Or I really don't have time, and I'm not going to take
not
that
gonna
old
use
port
it.
Post.
Yes.
It's got to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, well, it's so funny because, you know, I sold my house, right? And so I, too, have a garage full of kind of half-started projects and, well, this is going to be brilliant and I know that's going to be great. And the one project that I really struggled with, whether to move all this gear, I was building a chandelier and I was building it out of the base. I was using really big-scale embroidery hoops so that I had a big, you know, wooden ring. And then I bought construction mesh from, you know, Home Improvement Store. And that was kind of, I wrapped that around and tied everything on with zip ties. And then in that construction mesh, which is just like, you know, a little wire grid, I had bought, I'm not even kidding you, like $200 worth of electrical zip ties. And I wanted to zip tie the whole mesh so that it looked kind of like a...
Holy smokes.
You know? So cool. Like, the bomb. Like, amazing. But one of those crazy OCD projects that, like, you have to have ridiculous amounts of time on your hands to just sit and pull thousands of zip ties through the grid. But I really struggled. Like, I was like, but I just won't. When I finish this, this is going to be amazing. And it'll be so inspiring, and I'm going to love it. And I'm a huge fan of, like, making things by yourself and making them with your hands and doing those kinds of projects. But ultimately, I had to let it go. I let it go. And, like, it was tough. So I could relate. Like, it's like, yeah, you've got when you have when you're creative and you have a lot of ideas and you have a lot of projects, and I totally relate to that. Like, I'll recycle that, or I'll use that later, or I know that'll fit in somewhere, and if I get rid of it, I'm going to regret it. Like, I totally get that. I just feel like, listen, most human beings live in that space to a certain extent, you know? We need to, like, pat ourselves on the back for, like, for doing the edit, for sure.
Well, unfortunately, we have to go to break.
So check out Kim Miles at Kim Miles Design on Facebook. Check out her website. Follow her on Twitter.
Buy those stencils.
Buy those stencils. Kim Miles Design is her Twitter handle. We have to handle ourselves into a break.
And
we'll
be back
with more My Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. This is my wife, Teresa. I'm Mark, and we're talking kitchens.
We are talking kitchens, and we are inspired by KB Tribe Chat this week. There is a lot of really good discussion about, you know, what are the biggest kitchen renovation mistakes to avoid. And Mark and I just got started talking about it, and there's a lot of stuff that we wanted to talk about and share with you guys.
Totally. And this is one of those things where, you know, it's not the definitive list on how to install a kitchen. Like, every house is different. All cabinets and parts and stuff are different. But these are things that we bump into on kitchen renovation projects that are kind of universal. So we just wanted to run through some of them.
Well, they really aren't universal because they're mistakes you want to avoid. So I hope they're not happening universally. I hope that you're avoiding them universally.
Well, the situation where they might occur.
Yes.
Yeah, like every kitchen mostly is going to have a toe kick.
Most, yeah.
You got to do something with that.
You do have to do something with that. But one of the most, my favorite things that we do is that putting, like, actually writing on the wall which cabinet goes where, so that, you know, you write the actual code that's on the box, that's on the floor plan from the what to cabinets you ordered.
Right.
Because when you get the cabinets in your house, I don't, you know, if you've renovated a kitchen, you know, or if you've had your kitchen renovated, you know. The amount of boxes that come.
Noah's
talk
Ark.
About, well, I was thinking Santa Claus. I was like Santa's workshop or something like that. It's kind of ridiculous how many boxes that are there.
Exactly, and they're all labeled. They all have the label, the part number, whatever, WMD.
Yes.
Weapons of Mass Destruction. Of course, that's the acronym I come up with. You know, HD-327, HD-325, and there's a million of them. They're all very close, so yeah.
They are all very similar, and then you have to kind of go through the stacks of the boxes to figure out which one it is the right one.
Right.
And then when you get down to the little boxes with all the trim and everything, and trying to figure out, it's just really complicated. So it's easier just to write everything on the wall, and then you can match things up a lot easier, and then you don't have to keep checking the floor plan and everything going back and forth.
Exactly. And there's one more thing that's good about that, too, is if something is missing or wrong, you'll know immediately what it is. You
yes.
don't have to go back and piece it together.
Because it's good to do a little audit, especially with all of the little pieces and parts, because, you know, when you miss a cabinet, it's a big box. But if you're missing just a piece of molding or something, it can be extremely frustrating, and it might take weeks to get that part.
Well, here's another thing that's frustrating. If you decide to try to design it all by yourself.
Yes.
And by design, I don't mean pick the color and the door style. I mean specify the cabinet boxes, widths, heights, all these different things.
Because you think about it, they're just a bunch of boxes, right? And you just stack them up, and you've lived in a kitchen your whole, you had a kitchen your whole life, so how hard can it be? But it can go really wrong really fast. So take advantage of, you know, if you can't afford a designer, like a certified kitchen designer, then go to, you know, one of the home improvement centers, and they have people there that have, they have programs on their computers right there in the cabinet section, and they can use your floor plan. You know, you measure everything out, and you pick out which cabinets you want, and they will show you on the computer, like a modeling program, what it's going to look like, how much it's going to cost.
Totally. And when you show up to those places, by the way, whether it's a pro designer or you're working in-house, you want to measure the entire room in a cube form. So end, middle, end, and then floor to ceiling in a bunch of different places, especially if you're in an old house.
Well, when Mark is saying end, middle, end, he means that in three different places.
Yeah.
So
the left side of the room, the
right
side
of the
room,
and the middle of the room. So that, because every, you know, walls aren't 90 degrees. So, you know, there could be a little bit of a change in your house,
sure.
Especially if it's older. And even newer houses, you know, they're not square. So there could be a little bit of a wiggle room where you're going to need to have something extra to fill in some gaps or something like that.
Right. And, you know, and another thing for which you can't make this up, you'll need wiggle room, budget.
I like the wiggle room.
You got to have wiggle room for budget, especially in a
big... You know what helps when you're doing a budget is if you're wiggling, because it makes you happier, because budget is always so frustrating because cabinets can be kind of expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And so can a full kitchen renovation, especially if you're tearing out walls and doing all these kinds of things, because what is more than likely to happen, again, in an old house, you'll find stuff that you just no one can prepare for. There could have been a dishwasher line that's been leaking for a bazillion years, and no one could ever know because it's all encapsulated.
Yeah, there could be stuff that's covered up that somebody didn't do a very good job doing before, and you have to kind of have a little extra cash in your budget to be able to cover it. So then if you're surprised at the end and, you know, you have that extra money in your budget, you can totally splurge on that gorgeous light fixture or something like that in your dining room.
Totally. Or mm-hmm. you can upgrade your appliances, which is another great one.
You're always so practical.
I am. I'm totally practical because, you know, and this happened to us. We have a Maytag microwave oven. It's only a couple years old. And $150 service call later, it was broken. You know, we could have bought another microwave practically.
We could have bought another microwave. And the other frustrating thing about it is the microwave we had previously, I got 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And the only reason we got rid of it, it worked beautifully, is because it didn't fit in the new kitchen that we did. So still frustrated about that. And that microwave cost $100 14 years ago.
Yeah, the new one cost more and did less.
So, as far as details go, when you're talking about a kitchen, it's like FedEx's awesome trucks. Details are what I call custom critical. You know, it's little things that kind of go a long way and show a really well-done project. And one detail that gets away from some novice kitchen installers is the toe kick.
The toe kick is really important. It's kind of like when you're doing an island or a bar and you make sure you have enough room to sit.
Yes.
Yes. It's kind of that kind of detail that will chase you around and frustrate you forever.
Right. And once you've cut that material that comes with your cabinets, not like you run out and get more. You have to order it. So especially on outside corners where the cabinets go around and you follow that toe kick around, you either want to make a little return on the end of that to hide the end grain because it's going to be some type of plywood or engineered lumber, or you want to miter it and go around. So it's nice, crisp, furniture grade.
Well, and another thing, too, is that, you know, thinking back to the budget and everything, and one thing that a lot of people like to do is paint their cabinets.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And change out the hardware. And you see it time and time again on TV that it's shown as a simple project. And you see, like, they'll show cutting out parts of the cabinet face.
Oh, the panel, yeah.
To put in glass or some decorative thing in there or some kind of metal to make it look edgy and updated. And it looks well and good on TV, but you have to be really careful if it's in your home, because it's in your home on TV, it looks so pretty. But if it was in your home, it might not be as pretty.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, painting a cabinet, painting any kind of kitchen, and I've done this project, is huge. And it starts with, like, cleaning the cabinets, because you have to clean them twice. You have to clean them to get grease off, and you have to clean them to get the dirt off, and then the paint can stick. Then you sand it, and then the paint can stick. A lot of work. But
there is a lot of work.
There's a huge amount of sweat equity that you can put into it that is a great upgrade for low cost.
Yes, and the thing is that you definitely want to, if you're not really that proficient at painting, that you can actually get someone to paint them for you, and it will cost less than actually buying new cabinets.
That's true. And the same thing goes for countertops as well, especially if you want to either add tile to your existing countertop, it's a great low-cost upgrade, or you could try to look into soapstone, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, you love soapstone. Why do you love it so much?
Gorgeous. And it's so impervious, right, or impermeable. They use it, I don't know what it is, it's an IM word, and they use it in laboratories. So the other thing is it's a soft material, so you can actually fabricate your countertops yourself if you have a good set of carpentry skills, and save 50 to 60%.
Now, what kind of tools do you need to cut soapstone?
Circular saw, angle grinder, drills, you know, drill for the sink cutout.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That you can use basic carpentry skills and tools, and then you'll end up with this super high-end finish. I mean, it is totally awesome.
Well, I hope that these tips help you guys out when you're thinking about planning out a new kitchen. And for everyone who has, and you kind of can relate to, you know, going into the kitchen or going into someone's family member's kitchen and they just had it renovated and they can't open a drawer or a door or something like that, and how frustrating that can be. But we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
The rhythm is in the sky, blue eyes. Your arms around, why can you fly high above red dreams? Double set seems perfect pitch. For the hell of it, it's why you try. Can you get a break to get better? Get outside of your body, would you not breathe?
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool.
scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
I've been wasting time finding reason to moan. As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder why. Why chase daydreams?
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are at the end of our show.
And
don't forget, we want to hear from you guys. So send us your questions, because we want to help you with your project. We want to know what kind of projects you're working on, too.
Send us an email at info@myfixitoplife.com.
Or share those projects and those questions on Facebook at My Fix It Up Life.
And on Twitter at My Fix It Up Life.
See a theme there? Check out our videos on YouTube and on Blip TV.
See what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Download our free My Fix It Up Life app for iPhone, iPad, and Android.
And listen to all of our 100-plus My Fix It Up Life talk episodes on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And don't forget to check us out next week for more home improvement fun
on My Fix It Up Life.
Might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initial carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. But I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and slow adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. This is my fix it up life.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life Show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.